Hello, welcome to our second pilot of our Irate Chris podcast. Do an introduction. So here we are.
I'm Sam, a Brace Boy.
And Marijn, Captain Kane, and we're here to record this thing.
So, last week we have released our first pilot. We have to say, we got some commentary from friends and family. Yeah, we have learned a lot about that. Maybe we should sum up some things. We're gonna put in some more returning segments into the podcast. That's one of the things we also like to do.
Yes, part of it is making bumpers.
Bumpers, sound Think bumpers. So little tunes in between.
So that you, as the listener, know when we go to another topic.
Yeah. And so you also know when we take a crap. Because we take a crap sometimes during the podcast, during the producing. We just go to the loo, have a nice big shit, sit on the loo for a while, smoke a cigar.
Hey, you're at my place now. I don't really like you smoking cigars in my bathroom.
Okay. Apparently I can only jerk my cock there. That's also fine.
Oh, sure.
No, so that's basically what we do. So we're gonna improve on that. That's actually what we do.
Yeah.
We were bringing back the crisp reviewing segment today. That's something that you can look forward up in the podcast is coming up,
which is, I might say that I think that is going to be a staple because our website is called Irate Crisp.
And a new segment we're gonna introduce today, not now, but then later on in the podcast, is the trivia of the podcast.
Oh, my favorite! Yeah, I like that
because we're both nerds that know a lot of unuseful trivia, and we want to share that with the world. So we build in a little segment around that topic.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's unuseful.
Yeah.
It's interesting to know. So, but we'll get there. We were talking about the things we've learned.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit more about feedback we got, that people want to hear us talking about comedy and maybe some.
We're gonna talk a little bit more about comedy as well, about what we're gonna do with our future in comedy, what we're gonna do, what shows we have planned. What shows we don't have planned, but we hopefully will have planned in the future.
What contacts we have made.
I don't know. A little about if there are new jokes for maybe a new script in the Imperfection Saga. You never know. You won't get that update today, but you might hear it in the future, podcast.
There might be some things that pop up while we were talking.
You might hear something.
Well, you were talking about a new segment, about what it is, what things you experience when you have a disability.
Yeah, we're going to put that in, I think, from next week on.
Maybe from the, you had a good story, but maybe that's something for later.
Let's put it in for next week on. And so we're going to build in some extra new segments. This is still a work in progress. This is only our second pilot. Going to build a little more. But let's go to the first segment we have.
Yeah, I think a staple of our website.
And of the podcast, actually.
And of the podcast. Yeah, we're going to review crisps. So we just had Thai food, and to remain in Asian atmosphere, we are going to test the spicy cassava crisps from Konimax, which is not really a crisp. Well, it's made from cassava, and it's also in a plastic bag.
Yeah, we reviewed Papadums on our last night at Fringe.
That's
so
true.
Then I think, and we called those crisps. We said that we were expert in this, and then we said these are crisps. It's in a crisp bag, so I call it crisps.
Okay, yeah. And it's a variation on prawn crackers,
but then made with cassava. So
yeah.
These might be vegan. I'm looking at the ingredients. If you have
there might be something in the spices
maybe there's some lactose, whatever in it. That's always one of those things.
It's always tricky.
Yeah, eiwitten. Egg,
proteins.
Yeah, but that's also, that could be vegan. I don't know. There's not really an extensive list.
Oh, here. Look, you missed it.
Oh.
It's vegetarian.
Should we open them up?
Let's open them up.
Let's do that nice and close to the...
So you get it. Okay, what's the smell, Master Taster?
It's not that spicy smelling, but it has quite a nice aroma. It was quite good.
It smells a bit oriental, although I cannot put my finger on it. What makes it smell oriental? But
it smells a little like kubuk, actually, like cassava crisps. So.
Oh.
When you take a bite, it's mostly the crunch that takes over first, and then you taste a little bit of salt and a little bit of other spices, and then slowly the spiciness, again, these are spicy cassava kubuk crisps, the spiciness creeps up on you. It's not spicy in the first second.
When you were saying that they were spicy, I thought, nah, it's not, they're not that spicy, but it hasn't... It's a bit of an afterburner. With these, if you eat too many of it, you might, enjoy it twice.
You might, spicy. But I like them, though. They're good.
I like them, too. I like the crunch, mostly.
In
smell and taste and texture.
Yeah, so smell faint, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
Taste a little spice, but not too much.
No, but it is hearty. It is savory.
It's savory, and texture is pure blissful crunch. It's really the it's maybe the crunchiest crisp I've eaten this month.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say more than this month, but it's probably
even. I'd say in crunch, this beats any crisp we've had
this month.
No. I'd say for all the crisps we've had, I really like this crunch.
You mean everything we have reviewed on the website? Because there were some very, very extremely crunchy things on the website, and I wouldn't want to say that now. But
like these.
It's good. No, you're allowed. I give them 3.5 out of 5.
I give these 4 out of 5. Because they're a pet crisp of mine. I like these. I just like these very much.
Oh, maybe you should share the feedback you got on our crisp previews. You got some nice, this is funny stories.
When we were playing at Fringe and we told in our show that we were reviewing crisps, or maybe even in the talk afterwards with people from the audience, we were told that reviewing crisps might really be something for the Japanese market, because they rate everything from ramen noodles to sushi to, well, crisps in this case.
Maybe. So there might be a future for us to go and tour Japan. That actually sounds actually quite nice.
I don't know. Yeah. I've heard.
If anybody wants to sponsor a trip to Japan, or if anybody knows somebody in the Japan comedy scene, please tweet at us at iRateCrisps or write us an email. Write a comment below this podcast wherever you're listening to it. We will find you.
Then now it is time for. We have a new thing coming up in our podcast, which we really like to do, as we've introduced the trivia of the podcast, because we are full of useless factoids.
Yeah.
Which we want to share with you.
And today's fact little trivia is actually quite on the nose of the
crisp. It is crisp related, in this sense, it's cassava related, because, well, the crisp we just tasted and reviewed is made from cassava. What I found out that cassava, it is like a potato, like a root of a plant. What I found out is that the cassava of which these crisps are made, are poisonous. And not just your everyday, it's not that bad poisonous. No, it contains hydrogen cyanide. Did you ever eat something with cyanide which was good for you?
No, I did not, because elsewise I wouldn't be here. So when you eat cassava, roast them well or cook them really through, really kill those motherfuckers in the fire.
If the cassava is heated for a period of time, then the hydrogen cyanide will disappear and it's not poisonous anymore. But I wouldn't ever eat it raw. We recorded the first podcast in Edinburgh, and we're now back from Edinburgh. We've told about the adventures of our first week, but there was also a second week with adventures in Edinburgh, on the Fringe. Maybe we have told something about the Flyering already, but we didn't really like Flyering. It's not really our thing.
Now, we're good at a lot of things. We're also not good at a lot more things than we're good at. And but one of the things I'm in particular really bad at is Flyering. Marijn has some talent in this.
Well, that was what I was going to tell. Yeah. I discovered a new talent of mine. I wouldn't call it a super power, but, well, apparently I really enjoyed harassing people and stuffing their hands with paper.
Yeah, you really looked like a market salesman, like a true market salesman. You were selling those flyers as if they were tickets to our show, and, which they were not.
And I wasn't even selling them, although I believe somewhere along Fringe I said, here have our flyer, we have a special offer today, 2-for-1.
Yeah. Now, Flyering, and I have a little thing. The thing is that I find it, the thing with Flyering, especially in Edinburgh during the Fringe, is that everybody is flying. Everybody has a show on. There are more than 5,000 shows on every year. So everybody, there are more than 5,000 people flying the whole day. And they maybe have hired people to flyer for them. So there's a small army of people handing out paperwork.
Yes.
Let's call it like that. So when you stand on a street corner or somewhere, you walk around with a stack of flyers in your hand, people already look at you with, I want to say, disgust in their eyes. I want to say that they're slightly disgusted in a sense. And what happened on my first day of flyering, Marijn was standing in front of the venue. We were playing in front of Surgeon's Hall, and I was standing a street corner little bit down the road. I was standing a little bit down the road out of Marijn's way, in a sense, so we wouldn't flyer the same people, because that's not useful at all. And what happened in my first 45 minutes of flyering, I think, is the following. I handed a gentleman was there, and he wanted my flyer. He actually put out his hand to accept my flyer, and then I told him that the show was about disability and superheroes. And then he threw the flyer in my face and said, no, you shouldn't make fun of disabled people. You're a fucking cunt.
Yeah. And did he say that last bit?
He said that last bit as well.
What?
And I got a little, I think, my flirtation with flyering, as you may call it a flirtation, my budding friendship with the flyering industry died on that moment.
I can imagine.
From that moment onward, I was like, flyering isn't my idea. I had trouble before that. Let's make that clear. It wasn't that as if I was a perfect flyer before that. I was.
That was pretty early in our run.
That was flyer day, as I said. Now, so after that, I took it upon myself to distribute flyers among the different venues that we could put them down.
And among me.
And among the comic book store, Forbidden Planet, where we put those flyers. Yeah. So I did other stuff. That was a little bit. That's my story about flyering.
Next year I'll do the flyering.
Yeah, next year.
From my wheelchair. Yeah. Maybe or maybe not. I recall the last Saturday we had a great show. We didn't sell out, okay, but we were used to that.
Yeah.
But we had a good show with good laughs. It was our last show for Edinburgh this year.
Yeah.
And there was a friend from Amsterdam over.
Great friend Roxy, a fellow comedian. She was in the audience and she really loved the show.
Well, she invited us to have a drink.
Yeah.
With her. She was there with some other Dutch comedians.
And international comedians that played the Dutch circuit. And it was actually quite nice. We had a couple of drinks.
Yes.
We had...
But, and this is very important.
Yeah.
It was the end of the afternoon, beginning of the evening.
Yeah, it was around an hour of six.
We didn't have
dinner.
Anything to eat.
Yeah, we had a really tiny... During the drinks, they told us that they would sell us a slice of pizza. And we thought, okay, a slice of pizza can be quite filling. It's maybe not a whole meal, but it is a good...
To overlap between meals.
Yeah, and we got a slice of pizza... about as big as a playing card.
Yeah. Well, I'd say as a postal stamp, but
yeah.
The idea is the same.
Yeah. And so we put that slice of pizza in the hollow tooth in between or in the gap of in between our teeth.
Yeah. My slice of pizza was gone really quickly.
And mine was gone even quicker, I think.
Yeah, that could very well be. And then, then we thought, we do need to eat something or have something in our stomach.
We were responsible.
At that point, we were responsible.
We were responsible. We went out. We went back home.
Yes.
Back home, we had some food left. I ate some pasta from the night before,
and I ate an apple. Not that much.
No, that was where the responsible bit stopped.
Yeah.
Then we thought it was highly productive of us to finish our bottle of Laphroaig whiskey.
Yeah.
Laphroaig Select. We should add. Really nice bottle of whiskey.
There
whiskey,
were,
by the way. Yeah.
I believe there were two glasses each in it, so four glasses in total. Some would say, one could even say, that at that point, it's a good evening. You had nice things during the day.
Yeah.
So let's call it a day.
We had some interesting conversations that we shouldn't talk about on the podcast, I think. But we had a good time. We had fun.
We had fun.
But we didn't.
So
end
we thought.
We won more. So what we did? We went to the neighborhood pub. The corner pub. An old man's pub where you can talk with real people from real Scotland, real Edinburgh fellow.
And don't understand them. But
no, they don't understand them, but they are nice. They're friendly. So we went down to the pub, and it was already last call. It was when we got in, it was already last call. So I took it upon myself to use a little bit of proactive thinking. I ordered two drinks for each of us.
Yeah.
A beer.
After I already ordered two whiskeys for us.
I
ordered the whiskey.
You ordered the two whiskeys and then I ordered two beers. So I was the proactive one. What I meant to say was I was proactive. I was,
of course,
in the idea, let's do a beer as well, because when they're closing now, I want to get as much to drink as I possibly can. Again, I was a little bit of a drunk that night.
Well, I don't think you were the only one.
We had the drinks. It was nice.
We had to finish them quickly.
Yeah, I finished your beer. You drank your whiskey. I drank my whiskey. I drank my beer. And then one of the locals in the pub, one of the locals indeed, he came up with a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And brilliant has to really put in parentheses in this sentence, to go to the pub around the corner, or that was actually more of a bar, where they still were serving a couple of drinks. They were closing a little bit later, so we
don't know what it was, but they had beer, and at that point we thought, hey, we want beer.
That sounds like a plan. That's what we thought. So what we did was we went around in the corner bar, which was a little bit, let's not be mean, but we're not our type of people. Let's say it like that.
No.
They were singing karaoke. I'm not a big fan of karaoke, I should say. And I'm probably offending like 5,000 people right now. And the whole country of Japan. We're not the biggest karaoke fans. And they were singing.
I don't even know anymore. They were singing and drinking.
Although, if you can call this singing, that's something that,
they were producing
sound. What happened then was that we ordered a Carling, a beer, a pint. We drank that in about 20 minutes, I think.
Because that pub was also closing, so we needed to leave that quickly as possible.
And that was the end of the evening.
Well, not entirely.
No, but that was the end of the drinking evening. Mm-hmm. Let's say like that. At least that was our expectation then. We walked outside. In the beginning, couple of steps, everything went all right. Until I found out that Marijn had looked a little too deeply into the glass.
I don't know if that's the proper translation.
No,
but
it's surely not. But I'm trying to enhance the English language. People are going to be happy about this in like 40 years or something.
It's true. I didn't, as I said, I didn't have that much to eat. But I did have a lot to drink with alcohol. more than usual stumbling on my feet.
Yeah. Let's be honest here. I basically carried you to our home.
That might be right.
Which really didn't really go that well, to be honest. Because I'm also not the most stable person on the planet. Physically then, mentally as well. But let's focus on the physically for this story. We took about half an hour to traverse a distance which we normally walk in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
So let's not do the math, but that's like four times as long as it normally takes. Then, on the parking lot of our apartment, we fell.
I believe I stumbled, and because I fell and was supporting on you, I was dragging you with me.
Yeah, and you, or somehow, I don't want to blame anybody, but somehow my glasses got knocked off my face.
Oh, I didn't do that. That was just the floor.
That was maybe just the floor. Which left me completely blind, because without my glasses, I can barely see two fingers in front of my face. So,
and you had so many glasses before.
Yeah. So Marijn found my glasses again. I found the wheelchair inside, took it outside, picked Marijn up, put him in the wheelchair.
And this is just for a distance of, well,
25 at most, I think.
Okay.
But then the hard part came. The stairs.
Yes.
A death trap for every cripple. And when you're sober. But when you're drunk, it's like climbing the Mount Everest while you're carrying a small polar bear on your back. Insane. I know there aren't polar bears at the Mount Everest, by the way.
Doesn't matter. Don't add me.
It was a hard struggle.
Yeah. But eventually, we did arrive in our apartment.
Yeah.
And I remember that some wise man set me down and said, "Here, have this." And he shoved a glass of water and two aspirins into my hands, which might have been my rescue for a part, at least. Because after that, we quickly went to bed.
And the next day fared a little bit different than we had expected or hoped. We were actually planning to go to Ari Shafir, right? But
true.
Sadly, because of our hangovers, we couldn't make it.
We did, and we also saw the venue Ari was playing in, and
that was
with quite a steep.
Yeah, for everybody that has been to Edinburgh and is a little bit familiar, everybody knows that there are a lot of steep streets in Edinburgh, but this is one of the steepest. It's called Needry Street. Basically a downhill fall.
Yes, if you want to bungee jump somewhere in Edinburgh, that would be
you can do it in Needry Street, indeed.
So we skipped it. Okay, so Fringe was great. We have been to a couple of lectures there, which were in Appleton Towers, right?
Yeah, in the university building.
Yes.
In the university building. It's called Fringe Central during the Fringe.
And Edinburgh is just, based on the infrastructure, it's not that good for people with a disability, but they are ever so friendly and try to adjust everything so that everyone can use it. So, they also have a disabled toilet. Now, I was in my wheelchair because we needed a flyer and afterward to play. But I felt I had to go to the toilet, which is never really a glamorous moment in your life. Toilet with very big door and no problem, wheelchair getting in. I get out of the wheelchair to get on the toilet, which is also not really glamorous moment. But hey, you do it because you gotta go. And then I looked up and I looked into a life-size mirror, seeing myself on the toilet taking a whiz. Well, I don't know about you, but I certainly didn't feel glamorous at that moment.
Our friends and family asked us to talk a little bit more about the things that we're going to plan to do with comedy. What's ahead of us? So we have a little bit of segment, or maybe, I don't know if this is a returning segment, But we will talk about what we're planning. We are hoping to play a couple of open mics in Amsterdam. I met one of the open mic organizers this week when I was on the subway.
He was very enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic about our set, and he wants to see us back. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
So news about that will soon follow. We promise you that. And we're also looking into playing more tryouts moments. So playing more longer sets, like 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah, we have a whole show.
We
so
have a whole
why
show.
Why not?
We want a lot of people to see this show. I think that
yes.
That's something that we both have said to each other. We want people to see this show. So we're going to try out it. And we're going to try to do it not only in Amsterdam, but also take it to other cities that university cities, big cities where a lot of people speak English, a lot of people enjoy English spoken comedy. And that's ahead of us. That's something we're looking
yes,
into.
Yes, but we are still figuring out where we can plug our show.
Yeah.
And where we can try it out.
And other stuff we're doing now as well is that I have this is a little bit of a tricky bit. I'm looking into some possible tour opportunities in Northern Europe. And that's all in the long run, but we might go on a little bit of a tour. But we will soon tell you more. As soon as there is any news to share, you guys will be the first ones to hear it.
So zoom in on this podcast and you will hear everything about Captain Kane and Brace Boy.
Yeah, and if you are ever wondering about our tour dates, go to iratechristmas.com and click on the tour dates button, and you will find all our tour dates that we have available at that time.
Then we are approaching the end.
We're approaching the end of this podcast.
But we need to say to the listener that if you like this podcast, and if there is something that you think should be different or we didn't address, which you want to see addressed, write it down in the comments.
Or tweet at us at iratechristmas.com.
Yeah, write a review.
Write a review on one of the media. And don't forget to share it. If you recommend us some crisps, we should review.
Oh, yeah. I already got a recommendation from a friend of mine. He said, hey, I can bring some crisps from Japan.
No, that's amazing. So if you have a crisp you like really a lot and we haven't reviewed it yet on our website, iratechristmas.com, and we haven't reviewed it yet on our podcast, which is the chances are big that we didn't do it on the podcast yet, please tweet it at us or email it to us or write us a message on Facebook or in a comment down below. Please let us know.
Yes,
thank you very much for listening and see you next time.
Captain Kane, Brace Boy out.